you get a call that says you've got hepatitis, it's a wake-up call.
57-year-old Bob Barber got that call about 5 years ago. The hepatitis C virus can stay in the body for years without making you sick, and most people don't know when they have it. But once you are sick, serious problems, especially for the liver, can result. So right away, Barber started with a standard treatment of hepatitis C drugs.
And instead of improving, mine actually got worse.
He says the drugs left him bedridden with severe aches and mood problems, and after 3 months, his doctor decided to stop treatment.
When they saw my levels went up instead of down, that wasn't a good idea to continue.
Drug side effects and ineffective treatments are just the start of problems for people with hepatitis C. There's a stigma surrounding the virus that prevents a lot of patients from getting treatment or even talking about it. That's because it's often spread by drug needles, sexual contact, and unhygienic tattooing, among other routes.
As a single man, it's a little rough to meet a lady and say, "Hi, my name's Bill. I've had hepatitis C. Would you like to go out with me?"
For the past 23 years, Dr. Bradley Freilich has been working to overcome a lot of the difficulties faced by patients like Barber.
This has been a slow-moving, increased progression of success in treatment of hepatitis C.
Recently, Freilich has been developing and testing a new kind of drug called direct-acting antivirals.
For the first time, we're able to see cure rates in excess of 90%. And with side effects that are far less and with a much shorter period of treatment.
Freilich's drug Sovaldi was approved by the Food and Drug Administration on December 6th, and it's already being produced by drug maker Gilead Science. A similar drug called Olysio was approved a couple of weeks ago, and more of this type are coming soon. But like the old treatments, the new regimens could be complicated to administer in some cases, requiring both pills and injections. Sue Simon of the Hepatitis C Association says the arrival of Sovaldi is wonderful news, but the new treatment doesn't come cheap.
$80,000 for 12 weeks.
Sovaldi costs $1,000 a day, and it requires from 12 to 24 weeks of use, which means treating a chronic infection could cost nearly $180,000.
I think the cost is very high. We were certainly hoping that it wouldn't be that high.
High treatment costs are nothing new for hepatitis C patients. Simon says the old standard treatment, that one that made you feel sick and didn't always work, that cost $35,000. And insurance often leaves a lot of that cost for patients. Regardless of the expense, patients like Bill Barber are thrilled about Sovaldi. After he went off the old treatment, Barber enrolled in a clinical trial for the drug conducted by Dr. Freilich. And in May of this year, he was declared cured of hepatitis C thanks to Freilich and his team.
They saved my life. I was in that bad a shape.
But Dr. Freilich's work isn't done yet. He's been developing another drug that could make things even easier for patients by further reducing the need for injections. That could be approved by the FDA within the next few months. Alex Smith, KCUR News.